Day 9. Pray for God's Spirit on our mission work. Quote,
yeah, we have a mission work all over the world, right?
Yes.
In India, Africa, Philippines, and many other places. We get, you know, Norway, everywhere. This internet is a worldwide web site. It's everywhere. Plus the tracks are scattered everywhere. They just go everywhere. All right, and so pray for the mission work and the distributors in all the different cities that are distributing the literature, okay? And all the missionaries everywhere that are carrying the message clear into the real dark deserts, places where nobody would ever think that there were people even, and they're there, okay? And they're going to get saved, and one of the best testimonies we got, I mean, in the news, in this the next newsletter or the newsletter before, we got two from him, is that guy that was into witchcraft and some, all kinds of drugs and all kinds of things like that. And he's saved, and there's a guy that actually took the tracks right into him. So he's a missionary, and there's a lot of them, okay? Then what?
Quote, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, separate me Barnabas and Saul. And when they had fasted and prayed, sent them away.
They sent them away as missionaries. Okay. Then what?
So they, being sent forth by the Holy Spirit, departed. Acts 13:2-4. The evangelization of the world depends first of all upon the revival of prayer.
Now, you know, I've said that before, but it just never changes. There has to be a revival in praying without ceasing in order for the world to be evangelized. Okay, then what?
The evangelization of the world depends first of all upon the revival of prayer, deeper than the need for men.
Right, more than needing more men to do the work, we pray to the Holy Spirit. He'll do all that. We'll get the tracks out and get the word out, okay? We need prayer. We need to be in contact with the Lord. Because you could have all the men in the world and women, and if they are not being led by the Spirit and they're not praying, nobody's going to receive anything from the Lord. All right. Okay, then what?
Deep down at the bottom of our spiritual life is the need for the forgotten secret of prevailing worldwide prayer.
Right, that's a secret. Okay, then what? Worldwide prayer. We're a body. We can't just be praying for the feet. The ones that's out there on the street, we have to pray for everything, every part of the body, all right? Everywhere in the world, because it's a worldwide body. Then what?
Pray that our mission work may all be done in this spirit, waiting on God, hearing.
Yeah, waiting on the Lord, you know. Go ahead.
Hearing the voice of the Spirit, sending forth men with fasting and prayer.
Yeah, just like Paul and Barnabas. Just like they did. It has to be selected out by the Spirit. Okay, in prayer, fasting and praying. Then what else?
Pray that in our churches, our mission in interest and mission work may be in the power of the Holy Spirit and of prayer. It is a Spirit-filled praying church that will send out Spirit-filled missionaries, mighty in prayer.
Right. If everybody's been trained to pray for worldwide missions, then when you send missionaries out, they're going to train the people to do the same thing, that they win to the Lord. There's always going to be a strong Holy Spirit church, just as a mission, just as it is in the church. Because the church have been, the missionaries that have been trained this way will be the same way as the church. Because the church is the body, the church is the bride, the church is the New Jerusalem. It's the place where God lives, the church. Okay, and then what else?
Pray Take time.
Take time to pray. How to pray? How do we pray? We pray, take the time to pray. That's how you pray. You're not going to pray at all unless you take the time to pray. Right?
Right.
So I say, how to pray? It says, take time. If you don't take time to pray, or something's more important than that, then you're carnal, because there's nothing more important than contacting the Lord. So how do we pray?
Take time to pray.
Go ahead.
Quote, I give myself unto prayer, Psalms 109:4.
That's the psalmist David. I give myself unto prayer. Then again?
Quote, I give myself unto prayer.
Yeah, and then the next one is okay. The same thing. The next scripture is almost the same.
Quote, we will give ourselves continually to prayer, Acts 6:4.
Yeah. Right? They're taking the time to pray.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
And look how the Lord answered them. Well, this is the only reason people are not being answered today. It's because they don't take time to pray. Okay, then what?
Quote, be not hasty with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God.
Yeah. Oh, what does that mean? That means don't pray? No, don't let you. Let the Holy Spirit be the one that's praying. Don't you be hasty to just blah, 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 blah. Get a hold of the Lord. Read it again. Don't let your mouth be the one talking. Let it be the mouth of God talking, praying through you. Then you know the prayer is going to come to pass. Amen? That the answer?
Yeah.
So read it again, because most people probably doesn't even know what this means.
Be not.
I thought the Lord called me, you know, to figure all this stuff out from His Spirit to tell you. I don't figure out anything. It's the Lord telling me how to do it, okay? I'm just teasing you. All right, go ahead.
Be not hasty with thy mouth.
Talk with your mouth, right? Then what?
And let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God.
All right. What does that mean? Don't pray? Mm-mm. Yeah, it means you don't pray, but let the Holy Spirit and you pray. Let Him tell you what to do, and then get your mouth in action. Amen?
Amen.
Too many people run off with the mouth, and that isn't like the Lord coming out of their mouth. Right? Don't be hasty to talk with your mouth. Don't be hasty to pray with your mouth. Don't be hasty with your heart. To utter anything before the Lord, and don't you utter anything before the Lord. Let the Lord tell you what to say. Oh, you mean that means we got to actually seek the Lord? Yes. I mean, you have to be a thinker? Yes. You have to be a meditator? Yes. Because God's going to remind you what to pray, and then you got to remind God that He reminded you what to pray, right?
Right.
Lord, you told me to do this, and why, you know, let's... I'm looking for the manifestation. I'm looking for it. I know it's happening, I know, but I'm always anxious to find out what way God's going to do it. Lord, send in money. We need money. We're just like, something's wrong here. People are not breaking through. You have to take the time to pray until you get the answer. Don't you say, how long should I pray? Oh, okay, 1 hour. No. Don't be, set a time limit on it. Pray until you are confident that you got the answer. How do you know you got that? Well, because you're talking, the Spirit's talking in you what to pray, and the Spirit will come down and start saying yes, yes, yes. That's how you know. Okay? Okay, go ahead.
That was Ecclesiastes 5:2.
Read it again.
Be not hasty with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God.
Ecclesiastes what?
5:2.
Look it up. See if I made that up. Do you think the Bible's going to tell you pray always and then tell you not to pray?
No.
No. What it means is Let the Spirit pray through you. Let the river of life be coming through you at all times, so that you know that you're reaching the Almighty God, so that you know that it's Him that told you to pray this prayer. Lord, we pray for all the enemies. How do we know to pray for our enemies? Because it says so in the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
But you don't pray for them to be prosperous in monetary ways or to have more dominion over you. You pray for them to get saved. Amen? So that the Bible says so that you'll have peace, because these people are causing you much distress. You pray for them to be saved. Okay? Because you can't pray for anything better than that for people. Right? Okay, go ahead.
Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words be few.
Yeah. Okay, now read it in the Greek, the NIV. And then also the Amplified, if we have it. I rarely use the Amplified. But, I mean, you got to look at all of it, because this is like the original Greek here and the original Hebrews. Okay, give it to Sharon. Read it.
Okay. Do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God.
What? That means to not pray? Huh?
No.
No. It means pray, but meditate on to the Lord first. Start worshiping Him so that the Spirit is quickened in you, stirred up in you, so that He'll stir you up to the point that you just come out of you to pray. Amen?
Amen.
Let Him stir up your spirit with His Spirit. And then listen to Him. Or there'll be an urgency come out, an urging from Him. Or an impelling to pray for her. And take the time here to figure out what it is that the Lord wants. To talk to Him. You know. And praise Him until the Lord says He comes down and inhabits the praises of the saints. Amen?
Amen.
So start out with praising and worshiping the Lord. Because a lot of people, as I said before, think that, you know, praying should be not asking for things for yourself, but that it should be worshiping the Lord. There's those kind of people, but, you know, it says both things in the Bible. It says pray and ask that which you will, if you keep my commandments. And see if I won't pour out a blessing upon you, if I won't answer you. Check it out, check me out, the Lord says. Right?
Right.
Don't be going around with your own thoughts, your own attitudes, your own prayers. Don't be hasty to do that. Read what the Bible says you're supposed to do and then do it. And then you'll see. And let the Holy Spirit be the one telling you what to pray. Let the Holy Spirit be the one that answers you and says, now take the time for Him to get the answer. Don't be hasty to quit praying until you get the answer. He says, give God no rest. Amen?
Amen.
He's not going to get bugged with you like I do. Right? See, I'm busy. I should have about 4 phones on my head like that. And I mean, I'm going to get bugged if somebody starts asking, you know, some crazy thing. But the Lord doesn't even get bugged at that. He's got a lot more patience than I do. Why? Because He can handle all things. I'm only one person, and I can only handle a certain amount, right? I have to get things one thing at a time. I can chew gum and answer. I mean, if we could have gum in the house. We don't. Or I can be eating and answer questions. But, you know, 4 people at the same time, it's just, you know, I'm not set up that, you know, we're weak, the Lord is strong. Amen?
Amen?
Okay, then what?
Be not rash with your mouth, and let not your heart be hasty to utter a word before God.
Mm-hmm. Don't be hasty to do it. Don't do anything until you wait on the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And then let Him tell you what to do. Then that's not being hasty with your mouth. When you know that the Lord told you to do it, then you can get your mouth, and that's not considered hasty anymore, or rash. You know what rash is? Look it up in the dictionary. Come on, let's take a little time.
Active, vigorous, nimble, quick, eager, too hasty.
Yeah, people come, hey, real quick, can we utter some stupid thing to you? And they have these game shows on television. I noticed them years ago, and I'm sure they still have them, where people, okay, they put up, they tell you a certain word and see the opposite of it. So they'll say, for instance, white and black. Black, white. And things like that. So they're getting people to think rashly, quickly, nimbly. And that ain't the way to be. That's the Antichrist, the devil, teaching you to be real quick with your brain. But when you are, nothing sticks in your brain. Or there isn't any really good thing. It's just you know how to talk quick. Or you know how to think quick. You take the time to let God do the thinking for you. Okay? Don't be a trained monkey like these game shows try to teach you to be. Take your time to find out what the Lord wants. Amen? Because God is not a game show host. Okay? Hold on. Go ahead.
Reckless.
A quick thinker is reckless. Fight. Okay. What's the opposite? Fight. You're acting too quick. You're a trained monkey, huh? Come, I don't get into this stupid thing. I want to take the time to talk to the Lord, okay? Land. See? Dog. Cat. Right? That's how they train your mind, you know? This is just... And then pretty soon everybody's talking real fast. Take time. Right?
Right.
To meditate, to think, to pray. Amen? Find out what the Lord wants. Okay, what else?
Acting without due consideration or regard for consequences.
Yeah, you don't care what the consequence is. Rash. Let's do something, even if it's wrong. Do something. Right? Because we got to be quick. We got to be like those guys that trained us on the game shows. Be quick, mean. Okay? Lord says, you know, don't be rash. Don't be quick. Don't be stupid. Everybody's doing that today. I get a call on the phone from somebody. Hi, I want to do something real quick. Okay? You want to do something real quick. Okay, real reckless, right? Slow down. Get a hold of the Lord. Amen?
Yeah.
Okay, then what? You know, it'll get done a million times faster, billions of times faster when you get a hold of the Lord. He can do more in 1 second. He's a quickie. He's the quick one. Amen?
Amen.
And when you get a hold of Him, you'll see the whole world change. He'll do more than everybody in this world can do in a billion years. He can do it in like 1 second. Doesn't the Bible say that He's the quickener?
Yes.
Not us. We're stupid. We have to slow down and get a hold of the quick one. He says, real quick, slow down. I want to get this bunch of real quick. Slow down. Okay? Get a hold of me, the Lord says, and don't be rash to utter anything before me. Don't be real quick. Don't be irrational, reckless. See? He's like, well, we know what rash is. It's like a ringworm, right? It is a spiritual ringworm. Okay, what else?
Unrestrained.
Unrestrained, unrestricted. Okay, what else?
Of speech, action, etc., characterized by or proceeding from undue haste or recklessness.
It's undue haste. People come up to me and say, hey, real quick, can I ask a real quick question? You don't have to ask it real quick. Ask it real slow. All right, unless I'm really in the middle of a thing and say, and you're a real slow person, you're going to mention a whole bunch of meaningless words. Think before you call me. Think before you ask questions, because I'm trying to think it out to where I can understand what you're saying. Because some people say it backwards. And I'm saying, this isn't winding up to be real quick. This is the first I have to decipher what you're saying. I'm not going to answer you real quick if I don't know what you're saying. Because I'm not reckless. Okay? I have wreck things. But I'm not reckless with, you know, when I want to know something, I want to know it. And I want to know what to pray. I don't want to just ask God for some stupid thing when that isn't the problem of the hour. Amen?
Amen.
Well, does it do it real slow like this? Is this boring to you? No. Okay, what else?
Rush hastily or violently.
Violent, man. Don't take that scripture either that the righteous take it by force and violence. The violence in the eyes of the Lord in the spiritual realm would be to think first. Then you're really violently destroying the devil when it's the Lord. Okay? That's the kind of violence. So I know what the devil just brings to you real quick, your brain. Yeah. Okay, then what? That's it? Okay, now we can go on with the message. I only wrote about 4 pages here, but it usually takes an hour to, you know, because we want to know what we're hearing here, right?
Right.
We want to know what, so that I slow people down a little bit, or quite a bit, so that you can learn to think, you know, to meditate slowly. And, you know, when you're reading, slow down and start knowing what you're reading. Instead of just reading real fast, reckless. Slow down and get the meaning of each sentence, each word, because each word is a power within itself. Every word is powerful of the Lord. It's not something that you just do real quick. You don't grow up real quick, do you? No, it's a slow process. You want it to speed up. And then when you get older, people that don't know the Lord, you want to slow it down. You know, they're scared because they're afraid to die. I'm not. Now that can go real fast as far as I'm concerned. But whatever the will of the Lord is. Okay, what else?
Time is one of the chief standards of value.
Hmm?
Time is one of the chief standards of value.
Yeah, time is money. Time is of the essence. Time is something that, you know, it's one of the chief values in the world. And if you're just being reckless with it, or if you're wasting time. Now, wasting time is to do things fast, because you just usually have to do it all over again. Haste makes waste. Amen?
Amen.
So save time by slowing down and getting a hold of the Lord so the thing can really get done fast. Okay? He's the one that gets things done fast. He says, I, God, will do a quick work in the last days. Amen?
Amen.
Does that mean quickness unto life? And, you know, this, all these words are important to know the meaning of. Okay, what else?
Don't waste time.
Don't waste time. Okay, what else?
The time we give is a proof of the interest we have.
Yeah, if you take the time with the Lord to find out what He wants, then that shows Him that you're really interested in knowing the right thing to pray. That shows him that you have an interest in knowing what the most important thing is to pray for. A lot of people just shoot up anything. That's haste. It angers the Lord to be praying something of your own self without knowing. I've had him tell me before, pray for this, and it would be something for me. And that always surprises, that surprises me. When Solomon was talking to the Lord, he said, I pray, that you'll give me the wisdom to govern this people of yours. He said, because you didn't ask for money, I'm going to make you the richest man in the world, right?
Right.
Okay, then what?
We need time with God to realize.
We need time with God. You have to have it because that's the way God made us up. It's just like people make automobiles. They make automobiles to run on gasoline. Amen?
Amen.
God made us to run by the Spirit. You can't run without Him. You can do nothing without me. The car cannot do anything without gasoline, right?
Right.
If you cut the wires on the lights out here, you won't be able to see unless you get candles or something. But you just, worse than that, much worse that you not take your time to find out what the Lord wants, because then you can't do anything without Him. Okay, go ahead.
We need time with God to realize His presence.
Yeah. How are you going to know He's present with you if you don't take the time? Start out by saying, thank you, Jesus. Praises Jesus. Go into your closet. Close the door. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Holy God, what is it that you want me to pray for today? I have no idea what it is. Is this going to be a good day? Yeah, it will be, I know, if you tell me what it is that I need to pray for. Otherwise, it'll be a bad day. Holy God, I'm not going to be hasty here. I want to really know. I'm interested in knowing what you want me to do. What you want me to pray for. You want me to pray for the church and church workers. Lord God, we pray that you'll strengthen the church, that you'll fill them with the Spirit, your Spirit, the Spirit of the Holy Spirit. Lord, that you'll open up doors for the church, that you'll open up great and mighty doors for us to witness, that there'll be a revival. When we're praying for the church, Lord, you're saying that you want more housing for yourself. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for more housing for yourself. We pray for more souls. Now, this is exactly what the Lord's giving me right now, okay? Can you tell? Because we're taking the time. Lord, you were a mansion for the Holy Spirit, the triune God. But you said you're not the only one. In my Father's house are many mansions. We're the Father's house. We're the Father's tabernacle. Oh, what a privilege. What a divine honor for God to use our human bodies as His living place. His mansion. His body, His bride. Praise the Lord! Lord, we pray for a large revival. Lord, because it's you asking us to pray for human souls, for you to abide in, to live in, that will be your bride, that will be your church, that will be your body, that will be your temple, that will be your mansion. Glory to God!
Lord, we pray for this, that you'll send in abundant souls. But on this trip to Los Angeles, Lord, that you'll quicken people to read this literature. And that, Lord, we pray that you'll anoint the entire city to where they'll be magnetized to the literature, and they'll be magnetized in that they'll feel your Holy Spirit when they're reading the tracts. And also all over the world, Lord, where we're sending these tracts out. We pray for souls all over the world. Glory to God. Because we took the time, Lord, to find out what it was that you wanted to pray for, us to pray for, and now we pray for it. And we feel your Spirit strong. We know that this is the prayer that you ask us to pray because it's according to your word. And Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus, it's according to your purpose. Your purpose, Lord and God, is to give eternal life, to be a dwelling place for all the souls that will, in the world, if they would only come. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, we take the time, Lord, to just praise your holy name. What else is there? We know, Lord, because it's your prayer that you're going to send a revival, that there are going to be, Lord, we're not asking for hundreds or thousands, so we're asking for millions of real born-again Christians. Not ones that just say they're Christians, Lord, but real tabernacles wherein you live. Lord, because you're the temple, and we're your temple in heaven. He says it shows the temple of God in heaven, and that's us. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Can you tell the difference? In Jesus' name we pray, Lord, and we know that the answer is on its way right now. Praise the Lord. Lord God, we want workers. Your workers, this is what you're asking. Well, when you send them in, Lord, and you anoint everything, and you, people come in, the people in the church are taking their time to work with baby Christians and to explain the way, your ways to them, that we're going to have more electricians and plumbers than we know what to do with. We're going to have more musicians and choir members than we know what to do with. We're going to have television, all kinds of technicians that are going to make this work prosper. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Lord God, prosper the body of Christ. Prosper your tabernacle. Make it grow, Lord and God, abundantly in the name of Jesus. And we all say amen. See? You start out by praising, and then you start feeling the Spirit. And I didn't know what to pray for, but he just started heading me in that right direction. That's the way it does. It happens every time. Okay, then what?
We need time with God to realize his presence, to wait for him to make himself known.
Yeah, and what it is that he wants. Make known what he wants you to pray for, amen? They have great confidence. I'm expecting a big revival now. And I'm going to receive it.
Amen.
I'm going to receive it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, then what?
We need time with God to realize his presence, to wait for him to make himself known, to consider and feel the needs we pray, to take our place in Christ, to pray until we can believe that we have received.
Yeah. How long should you pray?
Until you believe that you received it. I stopped praying because I had felt this, the witness of the Lord's Spirit there. I knew that everything I was saying was a blessing, and you know, blessing the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
It was blessing the Lord, and he started blessing us. Right?
Amen.
Ah, so beautiful to be a Christian. Amen?
Amen.
Keep going.
Take time in prayer and pray down blessing on the mission work of the church.
Well, these tapes go to the mission work, and so they'll hear that too, see? It'll encourage him. Then what? That's it.